We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Jones Show. It's Sunday, November 11th, 2012. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex Jones. But actually, we have a breaking report from Alex and Melissa Melton on the dangers of aspartame. And we have interviews that Alex did this past week with Ron Paul, Gerald Celente, and Jesse Ventura. And not the kind of horse race analysis you typically hear on mainstream media. No, this is Ron Paul, Gerald Celente, and Jesse Ventura talking about what's going to happen next when we got four more years of Obama. You know, it's been a real busy week this week. We did 7 hours of live election coverage Tuesday night, and we streamed it for free on Prison Planet TV. And then the next night, we followed up with another 2 hours of post-election coverage, also free and streamed on Prison Planet. You know, we covered a little bit of the horse race aspects if people wanted to know who was winning, but we did something the other media didn't do. We pulled back the curtain, and we looked at rampant corruption in the election process. And, you know, it is corrupt to the core. Alex has had several interviews this week with Bev Harris with blackboxvoting.org. And we need to stop putting so much hope in the federal elections and also so much hope in just one single office, the presidency. You know, when we do that, it just makes them a lot more powerful. And, you know, as part of the live coverage we had, we also did a lot of polls on Infowars.com. And one of those polls, we asked people, which of these is the most effective for legal and peaceful change? And we offered several alternatives. And interestingly enough, 51% of the people picked educating the public using alternative media. We think the soapbox is a real powerful way to get change. You know, one of the ways that you can do that is with a membership at Prison Planet TV. We provided this coverage this week for free. You know, we're streaming out that kind of massive quantity. That's a lot of bandwidth charges. But, you know, if you get a membership at Prison Planet TV, you can always give that to, I think they've changed it now from 6 people at a time. I think it's now 10 people at a time that can listen to the streams. And that's a really good way to pass the word on to your friends and family, help them to understand what's going on. You know, some of the other things that people thought might be effective, but they were way down. Like I said, 51% of the people picked alternative media as the best way to educate people and the best way to affect peaceful legal change. A lot of people picked state nullification. And we had a lot of ballot amendments this week. One that we were very disappointed in, Prop 37 in California. We were simply looking to see what's in our food. Wouldn't you like to know what's in the food that you're eating? Haven't we done that for decades with labeling? Haven't we talked about everything that's in the food? I mean, we talk about in the most minute detail. And, you know, one of the things that's going to be in this report, many people, you know, we have so much detail on the label right now. A lot of times people don't really understand what these particular ingredients are. And so one of the things we've got in this report that's going to be breaking later tonight is talking about some of these ingredients and talking about what we've seen in studies. You know, you can go through and you can look at these ingredients, and a lot of these things are very long chemical names, and you may not really know what those things really do to you, or, you know, when you consume them in mass quantities, consume them over a very long period of time. We do know that recent studies in France this last summer showed massive tumors in rats that were exposed to GMO. So a lot of people were hoping that California would set a trend and would that they would require identification if GMO is actually in your food. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Maybe it was legitimate. Maybe there was something funny going on. You know, the big agribusiness spent many times more money on defeating GMO truth and labeling laws in California than they spent combined on Obama and Romney. So you kind of have to wonder if that was a straight-up vote there. But, you know, it's been said that our power comes from several boxes. You know, the ballot box is just one of the places that our power comes from. It also comes from a jury box, a soap box, and a cartridge box. And we're going to talk about that in just a little bit.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, he is joining us from the road via cell phone, so if he cuts out, he'll call us right back. Congressman Ron Paul, he's been a busy man out there speaking to millions of young people around the country, we're doing a great job exposing collectivism and the path this country's going on. And on this Friday edition, a few days after the election, we have a couple of minutes here, or 30 minutes or so, with Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman, I don't know how you do it, holding up under something that a young man couldn't do, but great job getting the message of liberty out during the campaign.
Well, it's been a lot of fun and tedious, and of course, at times frustrating. But what really gets me going or keeps me going is what everybody knows is that I have identified with a lot of young people, as you have. You know, I'm going to the campuses, and that's why I've never dwelled on D.C. D.C. is important, but D.C. is a reflection of what the next generation is going to be thinking about and realizing. So that's where I'm optimistic. Washington's as big as best as ever. But there's reason to believe that all the freedom organizations, your radio show, we're all making some progress, and more in the last 5 years than we did probably in the previous 20 years.
I don't so much see it as a mandate for collectivism that Obama got reelected. I see it as a mandate that people have been dumbed down and that Romney wasn't really somebody who was really speaking out against Obama. But when you make the statement, Congressman, that the U.S. election shows we're far gone, can you elaborate on that?
Well, yes, and the subject comes up because the big talk now is a fiscal cliff. And in many ways, I work on the assumption that we've sort of gone off the cliff. Nobody realizes because we haven't hit the bottom and we don't know what the ramifications are. But in the election, what I was thinking about at that time was that one of the things that Obama was able to do was play on fear of those people, you know, in the Rust Belt, who are used to artificially high wages and jobs and bailouts, and he played on that. So in many ways, it was those individuals in Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin are saying, hey, you protect me, take care of me, make sure my checks are coming. And I said it's not a whole lot different than the way they line up on the streets in Greece. You know, don't cut anything, and the people who are on the dole won it. So in that way, that side of the argument won. But I'm not as down on what happened in the election because 12 million decided not to bother, which isn't all that bad, you know, because they decided they looked at Romney and they looked at Obama, says it's not worth the effort, and they know this whole system is rigged against us if we try a third party. So they just said, the heck with it. But I think those are our supporters. I mean, I think those are people who probably listen to you and pay attention to me, but they know that, you know, the current system isn't working. But I think we're the majority. There's no doubt in my mind, if you take the people who have dropped out a while ago or dropping out now and not enthusiastic, wouldn't vote for either of them, I think they're listening more to what we're saying.
That was my next question. I saw some of the breakdowns in areas of Florida and other places where there were massively less Republican voters just not voting this time around than voted 4 years ago. with McCain and Obama, and I looked at the numbers and the demographics. I think you're alluding to this, so I'd like you to expand on it, Congressman. Congressman Ron Paul joins us, if you just tuned in live here on this Friday edition, that it is the Ron Paul libertarian, constitutional, true America group that was snubbed and demonized and attacked and drummed out by the Rockefeller blue blood Republicans that just didn't vote. I mean, I know that I ended up not voting because of that. Richard Reeves, one of my crew members, was one of your delegates. He ended up not doing that. Most Republicans and conservatives and libertarians I talked to just said, hey, let Obama come in and bring in total communism. Let's let everybody really see what this is like. No more of these fake Republicans who are basically exactly the same, Republican in name only, counterfeit conservatives. I mean, what I'm hearing is people are voting by buying 4 or 5 million guns a month, and they're done.
Yeah. Now, people are hunkering down, and they realize this. And the big question, the big job we have is when the major crisis hits, the really big one, is, you know, there will be a revamping. There's always a restoration of a currency that people can at least trust for a while or are told to trust it, and they have to have restored confidence in a government. And right now, though, the contest is between us who would like very limited federal government and a lot of self-government versus those who want to march onward. Not to see, I don't usually use the word carelessly, but onto a form of, you know, just socialism. But it's a form of socialism that's called fascism, and that's what why I dread the combination of big government and big corporations. And when you look at that, whether it's medical care or the media or the military, the Goldman Sachs and the banking industry, that's who's been in charge, and they're going to hang on tenaciously. So our challenge is very great, but our numbers are growing by leaps and bounds, and people, because of the crisis, they're looking elsewhere because they know that these economic policy of Keynesians and the inflation of the Fed, they're not you know, confident that they can do it again. When these changes occur, if national socialism is defeated, they have no trouble becoming becoming communists. In the communists in Russia, the KGB became sort of you know, corporatists. You know, all of a sudden that was amazing to me. That in 5 years that you had these billionaires, and then I found out that it was the KGB that ended up owning most of the big businesses. They did have more of a market economy, and you can't complain about the Soviets falling apart. But really, many of the same people stayed in charge, so they're very flexible. They want power and money and control, and what they call it is secondary to that.
Sure, and again, the proper definition of Obamunism, which I hope everybody adopts, is the high-tax, big-government, economic, growth-killing, centrally planned economic regime favored by Barack Hussein Obama, essentially the same as communism and socialism. And, I mean, if this isn't Obamunism, I don't know what is, Congressman. When you talk about we're already over the cliff, when you talk about, you know, we are basically far gone, that's not negativity. That's historically being accurate in my well-researched view. But can you flesh it out? You know, you talked a few years ago about something big is coming. Break down where we're going, because I've seen numbers even in the Wall Street Journal that our per capita government debt, individual debt, is far above Greece's even. And so how you expect historically, you predicted so much of this, what you expect to now unfold as we see the economy imploding just days after Obama gets back in?
I was always impressed with talking with the young people on the campuses and telling them how bad I see things. And then the comments afterwards when I would talk to them, they said, you're the only one that gives me hope. And they come across very optimistic. And I think knowing the truth and what to do and offering them something else is a reason for optimism. But my point about us being over the cliff means that I don't work on the assumption that all of a sudden there's going to be an agreement in December or January, and they're going to solve spending and deficit problems and the entitlement. That's not going to happen. So we're over the cliff in that sense, and we're falling off. We just don't know the entire consequences of this. So I see the consequence being that there will be more and more debt and more inflation. The money will finally come out and start bidding up the prices, even even more stuff. And today I wrote a little thing commenting on the Germans wanting to get their gold holdings out of the Fed holdings up in New York. And I said, maybe this is the crack in the seams where they're losing confidence of the supremacy of the dollar as well as the supremacy of our political system. You know, we went through depressions, we went through world wars, and we always came out on top. You know, people said, and even now, I mean, we're still on top in the sense that when they have a crisis day in the market, people will still buy those stupid government bonds, you know, because they don't know where else to go. But I think this idea that the Germans are saying, hey, do you really have our gold? And what if they find out there's gold isn't there? What if they decide to go along with our concerns and check and say, tell us where our gold is as well?
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health and environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We have left with you. What do you expect Obama to do now that he's got four more years? In his victory speech, he talked about how we're a collective, we're not individuals. Very creepy kind of "you didn't build it" statements again. He's got constituents literally that just beg incoherently for their free Obama phones. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just very, very sad what dependency does to people. And now they are just racing ahead saying UN gun treaty. And now Dianne Feinstein is on record, says she physically wants California style, not just a ban on sale of semi-autos. They want you to turn them in. I mean, that could cause a civil war, Congressman. People are not turning their guns in.
That's right. And, politically, they generally back off on that. You know, in the last several presidential elections, even this one, Obama didn't campaign on stricter gun control. That doesn't mean he won't work for them, but he knows politically it's not popular. And I think those are the, drawing the lines in the sand. If they knock on the door, they want your gold, want your gun, I don't think people are going to give them up. But that doesn't put them out of business to harass us. They're going to maybe put more limits on buying ammunition, more taxes on it. They're going to make it more difficult for you to sell your gold or use your gold, and maybe have 50-70% tax on your gold. And they will do this, but that'll just drive the underground economy, to a much greater height. But no, they will continue to do that. So I don't know how this treaty will pan out. I keep always wanting to be, bit off the biscuit and say, they can't possibly do that. That's going against the grain. So, once again, it's going to be up to us to reach people and not reach just our hardcore friends. I mean, that's why we have to reach out to a new audience as well and say that they have to join us in these efforts. And that's I'm hopeful for that because we do have the Internet, I know they're trying to attack us there, but we're still able to get more information. Right now, we're riding high on our Internet abilities compared to the three major TV networks.
Absolutely. Are you concerned about the Internet kill switch, cybersecurity, and all these calls to reinstate the fairness doctrine for talk radio?
Yeah, I am concerned, but I also hope that technology is so big and so broad that the private market is able to overcome any obstacles. So, and I don't understand exactly how all that works.
Sure.
But I hope I'm not naive to think that people can, develop their own protection. But ultimately, the only thing that counts, whether it's guns, the gold, or the Internet, or war, is to awaken the people to say, we're not going to put up with this. Governments reflect the people.
Sure. Expanding on that in the limited time we have left, going to move quick now, Congressman, because I want to get to several other points here. I'm very glad to see that you've taken back over Campaign for Liberty now that you're not running for president and about to finish up there with Congress. So congratulations on that. Very exciting to see you in there because I know you know like nobody else can drive it right and with all the grassroots. What do you make of the Republicans and this new spin that Republicans need to get more socialistic and become the Democratic Party to win, when the reason the Republicans have lost, in my view, is that they've gotten so unconstitutional, people are just standing down? That's what the numbers show. What's your take on this talking point we're seeing that Republicans should just adopt Mao Zedong's views?
Yeah, it's just diversion because from where we are in this country today, and when we look at our political system, we only have one party, so we're already there. It's just tone and rhetoric is slightly different. So, yeah, they may move a little bit in that direction, and what they say has nothing much to do with what they do. And that's why, you know, we have to watch what they do and where they go. Going in that direction, of course, would be the obviously wrong thing. And I think it's becoming more clear because we don't know the exact numbers of support that we had in the campaign, but it's bigger than they gave us credit for. And I keep thinking of those 12 million that refused to vote. Some of them, maybe a large number of those are sympathetic to us. So therefore, you know, our numbers outside are significant. And I still work on the assumption that it is that attitude that eventually prevails. I mean, when the attitudes changed in the Soviet system, communism, you know, fell apart because it had no strength left and the people no longer supported it.
Absolutely. They can only steal from one group to give it to the other. And as it gets clearer and clearer that big government doesn't work, it'll finally implode. That's why we've just got to keep working, keep getting the word out. Congressman, is it time for people to apologize to you and myself and others for talking about the Bilderberg Group and the Davos New World Order crowd? Because now in the Financial Times of London, Reuters, AP, they say there is a global government, technocrats, mega bankers, they're going to run the countries, they're going to appoint the leaders, they're going to get us at a fiscal cliff, hold us hostage. I want to play you a brief clip here from the Kudlow Report where they announce we're slaves to international bankers. Here's that clip, Congressman Paul.
So mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Yorio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are.
Because
we look at the economic.
And then all four guests agree we're under world government. They're bragging we're under world government, but then I hear we're not supposed to talk about it, Congressman. Isn't this our strength and not our weakness that we've been right about this? Instead, now we're being told we should not talk about this?
Well, obviously, we should talk about it. The fact that they don't want us to means that we really have to talk about it. I've written a speech that hopefully I get enough time to give on the House floor, a farewell speech, and I listed five major problems that we face. And one of those five is international government. You know, the fact that it's the UN, WTO, IMF, and the World Bank taking over, deciding when we go to war and how to deal with trade, the whole works. So I would say giving up our national sovereignty is bad enough that we've given up individual and state sovereignty to our federal government, but I see the giving up of our national sovereignty to internationalism, and they claim, well, they need the WTO to have free trade. They need the WTO to protect the powerful trading special interests, the internationalists. So, yes, that is a big issue, but don't hold your breath on getting your apology because I don't think Chris Matthews is going to call you or Rush Limbaugh is going to call you in the next week or two.
Absolutely. Well, we only got a minute and a half left. Congressman, I hope you can come back again soon. I don't want to kill you, literally, and making you work so hard. But thank you so much for coming on the broadcast. In closing, we just want to thank you for all you've done. And can you talk about also the vindication that they now admit all over the news, LA Times, you name it, that Al-Qaeda was put in by the UN and NATO and our government in Libya, now in Syria. We'll fade the music down for a moment. And is now blowing back on us again. Your comment on that?
Yeah, well, it shouldn't surprise any of us because I think when that started and just at the very beginning, I made some projections on that. And before you knew it, the weapons and the support we were given to certain groups were turned against us. So it's I don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a genius to figure out.
Very well said, Congressman.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thankful for him spending time, and when he's over there speaking to a large conference, and he's back there, I guess, in the back of the hall, you can see the big piles of chairs behind him. So joining us right now is Gerald Celente. And Gerald, tell us exactly where you are in Ireland and what you're doing over there.
Alex, I'm in Dublin, Ireland at the One World Chronicle Conference, and I just flew in from Munich 2 days ago, and I want to let you know that in Germany and in Ireland, everyone has been telling me, when you talk to Alex, tell them what great fans we are.
Wow, very humbling. And I want to say hi to the hundreds of thousands of people that are tuning in one way or another right now just to this special internet transmission. So thank you, Gerald, and say that I'd love to drink a pint with all those great men and women there in the background.
He said he would love to have a pint with all of you great men and women that's over there in the background.
Oh, man, I'm glad we decided to do this. Where do you see things going now? Here in the West with some of the developments in the economy, militarily. Hillary's now saying in the news today that we've got to go into Syria because Al-Qaeda's there. And the media doesn't say, wait, the State Department and NATO put them there. I mean, it's things have reached an absurdist level that I can't even believe now. I mean, it's really entering cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs zone.
Let's talk about the wars, first of all. What's not making the news much is China and Japan going at it, thanks to the United States. You remember what I've said, how you keep playing back, you know, Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, world war. The trade wars are heating up. The United States lost in Afghanistan. They lost in Iraq. It's stabilizing now Syria. They've already destroyed Libya. They're moving wars now into Mali and North Africa. And now they're refocusing into Southeast Asia. And now China and Japan are heating up. The world is heading to a war. Again, this is the global age. Everything is moving in this direction. People are hooked on there. I this and I that, iPad, everything they have in their hand. They can't vote. You know, let's make this real. And again, have full transparency. Total transparency for everyone to monitor it. Because the numbers don't lie. The liars lie. The whole game is rigged. They, as I said, they rob our money, they rob us of our lives, and now the great United States of America, these BS artists that are always talking about exporting democracy, you don't even have it at home.
Wow. Well, we're going to be finding out here pretty soon. You know, they're talking about devastation on the East Coast. Gerald, you've been in Europe the last week. What is your take on Hurricane Sandy and the horrible response of government? They claimed all these great things, as usual, couldn't deliver. And it turned out it was community centers, churches, and individuals helping the public. But I saw numbers, and I talked to listeners who confirmed it in New York, New Jersey, and other areas. More than half the public made no preparation, even as they were told the storm was coming in. If the depression continues to worsen, what's going to happen to all these people out there that absolutely have to be taken care of, or they're just going to go and die, basically?
You know, Alex, look at the people. By the way, as I said, you have loads of fans everywhere. And a lot of them are telling me, boy, we're glad we're preppers. We're glad we're survivalists. Hey, how come they're not making fun of them? Hey, the toilet paper of record. Who knows what I do? Pessimism porn. I guess you must be a porn dealer if you're a prepper, right? I saw that little clown, Krugman, bragging about what a great job Obama's doing, even though he doesn't have electricity in his house. The entire system is collapsing. They can't cope with it. Let's put this in perspective, Alex. This was a Category 1 hurricane. In real countries, you know what they have? They have floodgates in front of tunnels. You know what they have in real countries, Alex? They have subway systems that doesn't make you feel that you're in the hole of Calcutta when you go into the New York subway system. You know what they have in real countries, Alex? They have their power lines buried beneath the ground. You know what they have in real countries, Alex? They have real civil defense systems. You know what they have in other countries, Alex? They take care of the people. The people, everybody makes fun of preppers. If you can't see why you should be prepared now, you're never going to see it. Now, let's put this into perspective fully. Let's suppose that there's a real terrorist strike in Manhattan or Atlanta or in Washington or San Francisco. Let's suppose that because of United States foreign policy, you know, they have those wonderful Terror Tuesdays when President Obama signs off, oh, let's kill that guy, let's kill this one, and they kill a lot of innocent people, and someone wants to get even. Suppose a dirty bomb goes off. Suppose there's a terrorist strike with a new suitcase-sized nuke. Suppose there's a biological warfare weapon. You want to see the systems break down? You want to see entire sections of the country go off the grid? They're ill-prepared to handle it. What are they going to do? Put Janet Napolitano on a horse and drive out and save the day? They better get a Clydesdale for her.
Gerald, what's going to happen to the system, though, as not just here, but all over the world, the fraud of government and these corrupt insider monopoly corporations comes out? I mean, I guess they just think their police state is going to protect them.
Yes, it's global. As I mentioned to the conference here tonight, there's a leadership vacuum worldwide. Let's call a spade and call these clowns who they are and see how ignorant they are and how everything they've tried they've failed at. You got Cameron over in the UK and Kenny over here. You got Obama there and you got Merkel over here. You got Rejoicestick over there and you got Barroso now, one of the commissioners in Europe, telling people what to do. You got Draghi and three-card Monty over in Italy. You got one loser after another. You got Ben Bernanke. You got one loser after another that's destroying the system in front of everybody's eyes. And then they're telling us, give us more power. We know how to fix it. Oh, brilliant. The same clowns that messed it up are now going to fix it. The systems are collapsing. Oh, I can't forget about China. 66% of the Chinese companies that are listed are late in paying their bills. The Chinese government has lowered interest rates 2 times within the last 3 weeks to keep propping up the economy. They're dumping trillions of yuan into the system, trying to pump up the failing housing bubble. Over here in Europe, they came out with a new line, outright monetary transactions. For stupid people who can't think, we'll just call it OMT. Isn't that a nice name? That means dumping more paper money on top of other worthless paper money to cover the other worthless paper money that they can't cover. The entire systems are collapsing. Here's my forecast, Alex. I'm voting for Obama to win. Not that I'm voting for him. I'm not voting. But I'm hoping he wins. You know why? Because no one expects anything of him. So the transparency of this fraud could be shown really quickly when there are no other plans that he could come up with. And then we'll have to go into a new system because the one that they're propping up is going to collapse.
Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I watch all this unfold, Gerald, and I see the corrupt globalists fleeing the U.S. after they've engineered its collapse, and I commend the fact that you've said you're going to stay here and fight it out in the info war and then in other ways if need be. If we beat these people, folks will look back just like they look back on the French resistance against the Nazis, or just like they look back on the Poles or the Ukrainians standing up against the Soviets. I just wish that people that weren't historically or politically uninitiated, I wish they understood this is not hyperbole. Those of us that are staying here do so at the threat of our lives. This is not a game. It's not a joke. There's really three different groups of people in this country. I mean, you can break it down into more, but you've got the small, tiny insider, technocrat, parasite elite that knows the public's unconscious and dumbed down. Then you've got the giant mass of just people trying to work, muddle through, but they've been brought up to be continual children, arrested development, literally don't know how to tie their shoelaces, and the television didn't tell them how. And then you've got people that are actually aware of what's happening and are horrified by it, trying to wake up, you know, the zombified sheeple masses. And you've got the system doing everything it can to further dumb people down. And you mentioned preppers. Hey, let's make fun of preppers that were prepared in New Jersey, New York, and other areas, Pennsylvania, Ohio. They're able to take care of people now. And as usual, government couldn't and wouldn't deliver. again, it's this instinct of the parasitic robber baron class to want a bunch of victims, but then they destroy their own infrastructure, which they have now hijacked, in the process of this will to power, this will to total domination. When the globalists all compete with each other over who can be the most wicked, who can be the most manipulative, in the final equation, it all blows back on them as well. I mean, take Prop 37. You know, most polls showed it 2-1. People want to be able to know what's in their food, if it's GMO, cross species, grows its own pesticide, you know, makes bugs' guts burst, but they say it's safe for humans. And then they come out and say, oh, suddenly everybody's for it. That's all just a hoax ahead of electronic voting machine fraud with that proposition. I've known that for a long time. But this can only work so long while they're killing us with this stuff. And so, I mean, I'm kind of ranting here off of what you've said, but first speak to, if you agree with the kind of three basic groups of people, and what's going to happen as the sheep and their master vampires, you know, as things collapse, try to scapegoat those of us that were proven right. I mean, you were called a pessimist porn dealer. I've been demonized and all these things constantly. But then everything we talk about, unfortunately, is unfolding. We're not happy to say the Titanic is listing and about to go under, you know, get to the lifeboats. It's sad. I mean, I guess Orwell said in The World of Universal Deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Well, it's what you said. Yes, there are the people that just follow the three groups that you said, you know, the elites and the others. And you asked me about my talk. And another part that I show them, the trends that are developing, where the economies are going, the great wars that are emerging. But really, the crux of the entire speech is that everyone has to find the greatness within them. This doesn't have to be the Ukraine. This doesn't have to be the Soviet Union. This doesn't have to be a police state. This doesn't have to be a revolution of bullets and bombs. On the contrary, you know, as Einstein made very clear, nothing comes of peace brought by violence. That begins in violence. So my message is really an intellectual and spiritual revolution. And there are a lot of wonderful people everywhere I go. And when you show them that they don't have to cower to clowns, and when you really break down, which I do, who the people are that are leading us and how unqualified and what psychopaths they are, that the only thing that's stopping people from changing the future are the people themselves. The people don't know the power that they have. As you began this, Alex, by talking about the small group of elites. It's a small group of elites. They are powerless without the police being their power. And once the police abandon them, they have no power. The power is with the people. But the people power only comes about, as I believe it, when the people work to find the greatness within them. So one of the messages that I say and what I talk about is I'm a believer that, and I'm sure you are and everybody listening is, that each of us have these unique gifts. Bringing those unique gifts that we have, working on them, because everybody knows it takes a lot of work to hone your craft. When you keep doing that, you rise to higher levels. When you raise the bar, you don't accept mediocrity. And when the collective, when the individual changes, the collective consciousness changes. I have to say this, Alex, with everything that I believe and every ounce of blood and truth and passion in me, the time has never been better than now. And I'll tell you why. You mentioned earlier that years ago, when you say 12 years ago, 10 years ago, there was voter fraud, people wouldn't believe it. And then 8 years, a couple of more people did start believing. And as it keeps moving forward, and then you mentioned in numbers, 80 to 90% of the people believe it. You look at the numbers of how many people no longer believe in government, in Congress. What is it, like 16 or 17% of the people believe in Congress? And those are the flunkies that work for them and have the federal jobs. That's why they believe.
Sure. Some numbers are as low as 9% approval rating for Congress.
9% approval rating for Congress. Now, here's the point. The vacuum has never been larger. It could be filled with anything. The void is there. You have an empty suit and a stuffed shirt that's vying for the White House. How transparent can it be? It could be filled with anything. And my message is, let's fill it with greatness. The greatness of the people, the spirit of the people, the dignity of the people, the courage of the people, the respect of the people, the integrity of the people, and the passion of the people. Those are unstoppable values that the politicians are defenseless against. That's what I believe, and that's why I say the time is now.
Well said. Wow. That's from the folks there in Ireland. What city are you in Ireland there, Gerald?
I'm in Dublin.
Dublin. Well, hey, tell folks out there that I salute the great Irish people. I've got quite a bit of Irish blood running through my veins. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of all my ancestors. But I want to say this. If you go to Alexa.com or you go to Google Analytics, there is only one country. People would think that online I would be rated number one. You know, my highest ratings would be in the U.S. I'm like rated 480-something, which is huge, in the United States. Last time I checked, there's only one country where Infowars.com is rated higher. Ireland is where we're most popular. And so I just want to say this. We salute all the folks over there that know the euro's a tyranny, that know the globalists are a tyranny and hate the banksters and want sovereignty and freedom for our countries. So I salute the Irish right now. God bless them.
Let me tell them that. Alex said he salutes the Irish. He's got a lot of Irish in him. In InfoWars is rated higher in Ireland than anywhere else in the world. And that he's against the tyranny, against the euro, and wants you people to fight against the bank of tyranny. And he is all on your side. And Alex, you should know this. And one other thing, Alex. If you want to show how disgusting it all is, imagine this. They're trying to introduce genetically modified potatoes into Ireland.
Unbelievable. I saw that. How disgusting.
How disgusting, he said.
They're not going to put up with that.
He said, you won't put up with that. You're right.
All right. Well, listen, again, Gerald, thank you so much. Obviously, we love having you on. You are, hands down, our listeners' favorite guest. There's a lot of great ones we have on Great Minds, men and women. You're my mother's favorite guest, and I salute you and thank you for staying up late. Seriously, tell all those folks that we just appreciate them, and I wish I was there with you right now. And in closing, anything else, Gerald Celente, you'd like to add from Dublin?
I think that's about it, Alex. And Alex said he wishes he was here with you. He spoke coming and visit you and said that the reason that his number one in all of the countries with the highest rating is because the Irish people are among the most awake.
Absolutely, absolutely. We just showed those numbers. Very interesting. All right, Gerald Celente, give out your website one more time.
FrenchJournal.com, FrenchJournal.com. And Alex, thanks for all you're doing and thanks for having me on tonight. All the best.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually the